Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Stephen Stanwyck. Your Honors, the Court has allotted 10 minutes to each side. From my experience, I think that the appellants wish to make a brief statement and then reserve their time to respond to appellees. Your Honors, to appellants, this is a First Amendment case, just at the first instance of just access to the justice system and an equal application of the laws. To be given the benefit of the procedures, benefit of federal rules of civil procedure, and the right to conduct their case completely below. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, what are you going to rebut?
May it please the Court, Your Honor, my name is Robert Lester, and I'm an assistant U.S. attorney representing bankruptcy judge Samuel Bufford. Those who have known me a long time have never known me to be at a loss for words, but I think right now I'm at a loss.
You're feeding it for the first time, so I'll reserve my evaluation of your reputation.
Thank you, Your Honor. I'm a little bit of a loss for words based on the brevity of the appellant's opening foray.
Well, life's unpredictable, isn't it?
It certainly is. There are three sets of counsel representing appellees. I'm representing bankruptcy Judge Bufford. Then there are two other lawyers.
It's all in the briefs, isn't it?
I just wanted to indicate from the standpoint of time sharing that I was going to take a couple of minutes and my co-defendant's counsel can have the balance. Unless the Court has any questions, I think we've more than adequately briefed the issues of judicial immunity and removal and anything else that the plaintiff's appellants have raised in this case.
All right. Thank you. Whatever time you save now, if you come back here at a later day, we give you a little ticket you can add on to that.
I'll be sure and ask for that on the way out, Your Honor. I'm James Roby. I represent appellees Henley Salzberg, David Ray, Salzberg, Ray, and Bergman, and myself and my firm, Roby and Mathai. I believe we have briefed the issues frontwards, backwards, adequately. And if the Court has any questions, I'm here prepared to do my best to respond to them. But absent some inquiry from the Court, I believe we'll submit the matter based on the briefs.
Any questions? Okay.
Morning, Your Honors. I'm Jonathan Cole, Nemesek and Cole. I represent Pachulski, Stang, Zeal and Young, and Nemesek and Cole. I echo the comments of my colleagues with respect to this matter. I think it's been well briefed. And again, absent questions, I have nothing further that I can add to the briefing that we've already filed in this case.
Any questions? Any questions? All right, the coffee's still warm and hot out there, and go help yourself.
Thank you very much.
This morning. Matter will stand submitted.
Your Honors, may I briefly just.
You had your opportunity, and there's nothing for them to rebut. So what are you going to rebut?
I think in fairness you'll understand.
It's just there's nothing. You know, this is when you come up on rebuttal, you're there to rebut what they've said. Now they haven't said anything.
One point, Your Honor.
There's nothing. What's the one point?
Your Honor, I'm sorry. Your Honor, I wish to make it clear that Defendant Bufford is not sued in his capacity as a bankruptcy judge.
Yeah, that's stated in many, many ways.
The only point I wish to address that was stated by the U.S. Attorney. Yeah, thank you, Your Honor.
We understand that. All right, thanks. And as I say, the coffee's still there. Thank you. Matter submitted. And we'll call